In this bulletin, Victoria's coronavirus case numbers continue to drop, US President Donald Trump vows to quickly appoint a new Supreme Court justice, and in cycling, Slovenian Tadej Pogačar is poised to win the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Victoria's daily coronavirus infections continue in a promising downwards trend, while Health Chief Brett Sutton has declared a Melbourne household virus cluster under control. The state recorded 21 new cases in the 24 hours to Saturday morning, its lowest figure since the 24th of June. A further 7 deaths were reported, taking the Victorian toll to 757 and the national count to 844. Premier Daniel Andrews said Victorians should be hopeful and optimistic.
This strategy is working. Those numbers tell a powerful story of what can be achieved when you stay the course. When you don't get sidetracked by some of the loudest voices, who I understand are hurting and want to open up, but we won't be open for very long if we don't first get these numbers down to a low level.
Despite the good figures, Victoria will not bring forward the easing of restrictions due on the 28th of September. New South Wales has issued a public alert for locations in western and southwestern Sydney and the south coast visited by a taxi driver who tested positive for COVID-19. New South Wales has recorded 3 new cases of the coronavirus. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health is reminding people to sit in the back and wear a mask when taking taxis or ride shares and to get tested no matter how mild their symptoms.
We're urging again anyone who feels unwell, even with the mildest of symptoms, such as a runny nose or scratchy throat, to come forward and get tested so cases in the community can be quickly identified and isolated.
New South Wales Health is working with a person and 13 cabs to identify passengers. United States President Donald Trump has vowed to appoint a new Supreme Court justice without delay, following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. A women's rights champion who served on the court for more than 25 years, Ms. Ginsburg has died at the age of 87 from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Mr. Trump has posted on social media, promising to quickly nominate a successor, labelling it the most important decision for the people who elected him. Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and presidential nominee Joe Biden, have called for the decision to be delayed until after the US election in November. The British government is considering further COVID-19 restrictions in England as cases surge across the country. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is reportedly eyeing a ban on the mixing of households and limiting opening hours for pubs. Mr. Johnson has admitted the country is entering a second wave, with infections almost doubling to 6,000 per day in the last week. In northwestern England, where new restrictions are set to take effect on Tuesday, some residents are concerned the measures aren't being implemented quickly enough.
People have been following the rules and the guidance, then we wouldn't have to bring in more restrictions. And what I don't agree with is like when the government says, oh, we're going to introduce it on Tuesday. Well, that's another weekend where people can think, oh, right, we'll go out to the pubs in style over the weekend and make it all worse, I suppose. It should be the next day, if possible, or the day after, not give people more opportunity to make it worse.
In cycling, Slovenian Tadej Pogačar is set to win the Tour de France after claiming a surprise victory in the final stage. Pogačar beat the favourite to win, fellow Slovenian Primoz Roglic, by almost 2 minutes in the last time trial. The 21-year-old, who is poised to become the youngest winner since 1904, expressed shock after being awarded the race leader's yellow jersey.
This is just incredible. I never thought of that. Today in the morning, I was just happy to be on the second place. And it was a goal to defend. But then I had a really good day, and it turns out that I'm in yellow now, and I'm super, super happy.
Meanwhile, Richie Port is set to take third place, with the best finish by an Australian since Cadell Evans won the competition in 2011. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and 17 degrees. Adelaide, shower 2, becoming windy, 26. Melbourne, shower 2, clearing, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, showers and 19. Wollongong, shower 2, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, also 21. Newcastle, shower 2, 22. Brisbane, shower 2, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, shower 2, possible storm, 33. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.